In 1920, a guy named Carl brought the first airplane to Fairbanks, Alaska. What took place from there put him in the record books and helped the people of what was then a remote U.S. territory. His unique story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Carl Ben Eilson grew up in Hatton, North Dakota. After learning to fly in the Army in World War I, he went to Alaska in the early 1920s as a school principal. He brought the first airplane to Fairbanks and soon had plans to help the people of the remote U.S. territory.
He wanted to connect the airways of Alaska. He also wanted and was in his mind figuring out how he could deliver airmail in Alaska. Mail was delivered by dog sled, and it often took several days or even weeks.
Gary Lillimone says Eilson was awarded an airmail contract from the U.S. government in 1924. It was just the beginning of his aviation successes.
It was about in 1925, 1926, he teamed up with Australian explorer Hubert Wilkins. Hubert Wilkins wanted to explore the top of the world.
The area around the North Pole was relatively unexplored.
He wanted to fly from Point Barrow, Alaska to Spitsbergen, Norway, a journey of about 2,200 miles over ice and snow and very stormy weather.
His first attempt in 1926 was unsuccessful. Another attempt the next year failed as well.
Then in 1928, Carl Ben Eilson, the pilot, Hubert Wilkins, the explorer, successfully flew from Point Barrow, Alaska to Spitsbergen, Norway, 2,200 miles in about 23 hours, a flight which to this day is still considered very hazardous and very dangerous.
The final chapter in the Eilson story is next time as we travel the countryside in Hatton, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.